Chapter 15. Hope for the Future. On the way home in the car, Marta sat in the front beside her mother and told her all about their time in Madrid. Paloma sat in the back with David. She didn't talk much. She was thinking. "Mum doesn't prefer Marta to me," she thought. "I understand now that I was just envious of Marta, but I was wrong. I was so obsessed with Eva that I never tried to talk to Mum about things, but I'm going to change now." When they got home, David took Rex for a walk, and the girls sat and talked with their mother, who gave them more details about the situation. "It was because of Dad's alcoholism that he was always changing jobs," she explained. "We didn't want to come to London, but this was his last opportunity. He thought it might help if he was in a different country, but it was still difficult for him. But now he's trying very hard to overcome his problem, and I think this time he might succeed." "But are you going to get divorced?" Paloma asked. "No, I hope that won't happen," Mother said. "The week alone helped us. We talked a lot and we understood that we still love each other. It's going to be a long, difficult process for Dad, and it won't be easy for us either. But if we work together as a family, I'm sure everything will be okay." That night, Paloma went to bed feeling much better. But she was nervous about going back to school the next day. "Will the girls still be so unfriendly?" she thought. "I don't think I could accept that. I don't want any more problems." The next day, when she woke up, she was so nervous that her stomach hurt. She didn't eat breakfast and she was very quiet in the car on the way to school. As they walked towards the school entrance, Marta put her arm round Paloma and said, "Don't worry, Paloma. The girls at school will be okay." But Paloma wasn't so sure. As Paloma walked through the school entrance, the first person she saw was Julia, who was standing there alone. Paloma felt even more nervous. She saw Alexa and Gary standing under a big tree and for a moment felt happy at seeing them again. Then she saw that Steve was also standing with them. "Oh no," Paloma thought. "That's going to cause more problems with the girls." Near the door, she saw Susan and Karen. Everybody seemed to see Paloma at the same moment and to her surprise came running towards her and gave her the best welcome she could imagine. "Alexa explained everything to us," Susan said. "We're really sorry we were so horrible to you. Can you forgive us?" "We were envious," Julia explained. "We all liked Steve and we thought that he preferred you."
"You like Steve, you mean," Susan said. Julia's fancied Steve for a long time, so she was very envious when he danced with you all the time at the disco, Paloma.
"It was very difficult for me. Julia's my friend, but you are too, and I didn't know who to support, but I behaved very badly and I'm sorry. And Steve asked me to go to the cinema with him, so everything's okay now," Julia said, laughing. The group went to their lessons, talking and laughing happily together.
"Well, that problem is solved," thought Paloma, "but I've got another problem now. Should I tell them the truth about Dad? Will they understand? I don't know what to do."
At lunchtime, the six friends sat together and told each other what they had done during the holiday. Everyone had really enjoyed themselves.
"How was your trip, Paloma?" Gary finally asked. "Did you meet up with your old friends?"
"No," Paloma answered. "Only one good friend." She was silent for a moment and then suddenly found herself telling them all about her father and his problems.
"That must be very difficult for you, Paloma," Gary said when she had finished. "But I'm sure everything will be okay."
"And don't forget that we're your friends," Alexa said. "We'll do everything we can to help you."
"That's right," said Susan and Karen together. "That's what friends are for."
At that moment, the bell rang and they all went to their lessons. As they left the canteen, Gary said to Paloma,
"I've got tickets for the Amazons concert on Saturday night. I love their music. They're my favourite group. Would you like to come with me?" Paloma's heart jumped. "Thanks, Gary, I'd love to come," she said. "I also think they're great. I missed their concert when they came to Madrid, so it's fantastic that I'll have the opportunity to see them now."
When their mother was taking them home from school that day, she said, "I've got good news. The therapists think that Dad is finally beginning to make progress. He's still got a long way to go, but at least it's a beginning."
That evening, as she sat doing her homework, Paloma thought about everything that had happened that day. She felt much more positive about everything now, and she was sure that her father would succeed in overcoming his alcoholism. "I've only got one big problem now," she thought. "What will I wear for the concert on Saturday night?"